All right. Moving on then, that brings us to, since Arthur already gave his report, which you might have missed, Stephanie, but he did. It was quick. That brings us on to unfinished business, which is the governance committee report carried over from the July 7th meeting. There's a motion in the appendix, but Lawrence, would you like to give the report?
Yeah, it's going to be a brief report. I did email to my colleagues the reports and the minutes. We have three motions, and I'm going to read the first motion. Whereas the LSBs are committees of the PNB, whereas directors are responsible for the financial health and governance of the Pacifica Foundation, whereas directors are entitled to all information regarding the foundation except for medical records of staff, be resolved that all PNB directors shall be allowed to attend all LSB meetings, including executive sessions that pass 12-1 and 2-0 voting. The second motion is whereas members of the public, go ahead.
I was just going to say, should we, do you want to read your whole report, or should we take the motions one at a time and, you know, kind of like deal with them? That way we make progress.
Well, I just read my whole report. If I could just read the second motion, then I'm going to cede the rest of my time to Jim Dingman, committee member, if that's okay with you, Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
So the second motion is, whereas members of the public are the lifeblood of the network of Pacifica, of the Pacifica stations, and in the interest of democratic meetings, be it resolved that all members, that members of the public are allowed to attend and participate in public comment at all PNB committee meetings. That passed 8-3, one abstention, Chair. And with that, I'd like to cede the floor to Jim Dingman, if that's okay with you, Chair.
Go ahead.
Jim, you have the floor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lawrence. I preface what I say with keeping in mind that 95% of the money we get currently comes from listener members. So what I'm concerned with is the effect of these issues on listener members. And I'm also keen to read this because it has to do with people who I dealt with collegially for years. But I have to say that getting into a situation where we actually have people on one part of the family here are essentially trying to kill another part of the family with putting a stake through the heart of the station in New York City.
Is that true, Jim?
Madam Chair.
Hang on. Don't make me mute everybody, right? Because I don't want to do that. Jim, I want to make sure that this is part of the governance committee.
Yes, it is, Chair.
There was a third motion.
This is the third motion, Chair. I'm sorry. Well, I should have mentioned that.
Let's get to that. I don't want all the preamble. I want the whereases in the motion.
All right. Well, this is a motion that has to do, I believe, Madam Chair, you and I communicated about this ahead of time. And this is a motion that has to do with the actions of members of the KPFA LSB concerning their support, in my opinion, of the attempt to deny WBAI its license. And Madam Chair, I will read the motion.
So hang on. The thing I want to make sure is that, you know, that this is appropriate for open session. We do have a motion in closed session. Jim Dingman, if you look at the closed session agenda, that I suspect is on the same topic that you're about to raise.
Chair,
I don't honestly know that. I'm sorry, Lawrence, go ahead.
If I could just characterize what Jim is going to read. This is a motion to notice publicly. These members were elected publicly, either by staff or by listener members in the KPFA Signal area. So this is a motion to notice. So if Jim could dispense with that, I think that would eliminate some of the confusion.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I just, for the record, I just want to say, Jim Dingman, you might have sent something to me, but I don't have any recollection of our interaction on this, which is just to say that I'm up to my eyeballs. So just
sure.
So you
all
know.
Right.
Go
well,
on.
This motion was passed 11-1 last night in the Governance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. And this is a motion to call a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board to consider the removal of Carol Wolfley and Sherry Gendelman.
So, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, this is what I was worried about. Stop right there. Do not read the motion. It is inappropriate to discuss motions like this in open session. I know you used the phrase public notice, but if you look at Robert's rules and what it says about effectively actions taken against members, right? That is to occur in closed session, including all motions leading up to, you know, that. I'm not saying it's not appropriate for closed session. I just don't think it's appropriate for open session. There is a notice component to that, but the board has to act in closed session first. And then the notice isn't given to the public. The notice is given to the appropriate people to be able, capable of defending themselves, right? And so on and so forth. So I just want to make sure that we do this correctly. Hang on, I'm not finished. I'm gonna, ask Mr. Tatum to in fact confirm that I have correctly interpreted Robert's rules, when talking about, effectively the motions that you pass in regards to, censoring, removing, et cetera, members. Mr. Tatum?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And going backwards, we need to do one motion at a time. I think they wanted to read them all and then discuss them, but you know, your first thought was to do one motion at a time, and that is proper to do one motion at a time.
Thank you. So technically, we now have, I'm ruling that third motion out of order for open session. Not saying it's out of order for closed session. I'm saying it's out of order for open session. So now we have two motions on the floor. They're not the same. They're not on the same topic. So let's just go back and deal with the first motion first. I appreciate your desire to power through the Governance Committee report, Lawrence, but I think we should, next time, let's just make sure that we get, one motion at a time.
Thank you, Chair. If I can motivate the first motion, if that's okay with you.
Go ahead.
Thank you. The first motion has to do with directors having access having access to LSP meetings, executive sessions. I was invited to an executive session. There was no problem. I communicated with the chair. As you know, I'm talking about KPFT. And there's been some nefarious actions that have been taken by some LSPs. I'm not going to mention which LSP, to not allow directors access to the meeting. I myself attended the Elections Committee meeting open session. And I was gagged. I was not allowed to speak. I was not allowed to say anything. That's not fiduciary responsibility. That's not duty of care. That is not the oath of loyalty that I have taken. So I ask for support for the first motion because directors do have complete fiduciary holding the licenses for each station that they represent. So, I think it's a point of transparency and it's a point of collaboration, if you will. So I ask, that this motion be supported. Thank you, Chair.
James for the stack.
James, I got you, but I saw Susan and James McFadden first, so.
No worry.
That's okay. So,
I'm on the phone.
Yep, got it. Susan, then James McFadden. Susan?
Yeah, and we're coming up on 10 minutes. I'm going to abstain on this. As Arthur has said so artfully, This is a leaky board. And we experienced this dramatically regarding a personnel action compared at KPFT, where people from New York City called our people in the LSB and gave them wrong information about a personnel action, and then they went public with it, and they continue to say things in public that are wrong, injurious, highly improper for any personnel matter. So I'm going to abstain because I do not think that every member of this board holds confidentiality as sacrosanct as it needs to be.
Thanks. James McFadden, then Jim Sagerton.
All the directors are responsible for the entire foundation, and I think it's important that directors have access to all information within the foundation. So I think it's appropriate for directors to be able to sit in and hear what's said in the executive sessions of the LSBs. And remember, all directors have signed NDAs saying they're going to hold this confidentiality. And if they can't hold it in an executive session of an LSB, I don't know how they're going to hold it in an executive session of the PNB. So I think it just seems inappropriate. We should, directors ought to have access to these, committee meetings by the LSB, even when they're called an executive session.
Thanks. Jim Sagerton, then Aki Tanaka.
Thank you, Chair. What I'm going to say somewhat reiterates what others have already said, but I want to say it a little more forcefully. The director position is a special position. They actually have us fill out ownership papers with the FCC. Even though we don't own the stations, we are the responsible people. We can be sued personally if things are going on that shouldn't be going on and we don't know about it. And the only way we can know about some of these things is if we have access to everything. That's why we're allowed to see personnel information like salary information, you know, disciplinary information, all kinds of information has to be available to the directors because they're responsible for making sure that the foundation is proceeding lawfully and appropriately in terms of accomplishing a mission, the mission statement, et cetera. So I think this is highly critical that we take away this veil that people are claiming that they have, because certain directors are not members of particular bodies, that they're then not entitled to attend those bodies. We need that kind of access to protect the foundation. I'm done. Thank you.
Thanks. Before I recognize Aki Tanaka, I'm afraid that we're at time. Is that correct, Susan? Yes.
Move to extend, James.
For how long?
5.
5 minutes. Is there a second?
I have an amendment, Chair. Friendly.
Second.
That we exhaust the stack.
That we exhaust the stack. So I see the stack is Aki Tanaka, then Jim Dingman, then Beth Von Gunten. Are there any objections to,
I have a question. I have a question, Chair. Would this, interfere with the second motion that I have to motivate from the governance committee? And the third motion is going to go to. So I would amend for 10 minutes, Chair.
Okay.
The two motions are separate, Chair.
I'll second that.
Yeah, hang on. Well, the motions are separate, right? But this is the governance committee report item that we're extending. And so, you know, we would need to, you know, exhausting the stack only takes care of this first motion. So are there any objections to Lawrence's motion to amend Jim's motion to extend for 10 minutes? Hearing none, Lawrence's motion carries. Are there any objections to extending for 10 minutes, which is now the main motion? Hearing none. 10 more minutes. Okay. Now we're back to the stack, which is Aki, then Jim Dingman, then Beth. Aki, go ahead.
Sure. I think that this motion is well meant, but I think it violates both the bylaws and the Roberts Rules of Order, because Roberts Rules of Order says that any committee can exclude non-members from its deliberation. And even though the LSB is a standing committee of the PNB, director is not a member of the LSB. The director is only the member of the LSB that has, you know, voted for him. So it sort of goes against the, rule of the Roberts rule. And then Pacifica Bylaws also says that PNB cannot interfere in the actions that are permitted by the LSB, so that when the director sits on the LSB, it's actually interfering with the action of the LSB, so that violates the bylaws. So anyway, those are the two points I wanted to make.
Thanks. Jim Dingman, then Beth.
Well, Jim? I'd like to contradict Mr. Tanaka. Article 5, the Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 1, eligibility, number of powers and duties. Section 6, overseeing the conduct, management, and control of the Foundation's affairs and activities, including the monitoring of the activities and actions of its radio stations and national staff consistent with applicable law and regulations, the Articles of Incorporation, and these bylaws. We do have the power to do that. We also, I should note, I was going to put in a motion today concerning my inability with some of the stations to get basic information concerning the ability of this board to make decisions, i.e. granular information about audience data and fundraising data. Because if we're going to have staff letters talking about how they want to cooperate with us and have a strategy and all that, well, we need the actual numbers, the metrics. So I disagree with Mr. Tanaka on this. It's just simply, in my opinion, trying to veil and mask decision-making that may be flawed, to say the least.
Thanks. Beth Von Gunten.
Yes. I'm unaware of any legal justification for excluding directors from any meeting. And in fact, I think that California 501c3 law, the California Corporations Code on nonprofits, is very explicit about directors' rights to see everything and anything without exception. There was just recently, in the last few weeks, another major ruling on this. I would reiterate what Mr. Sagerton said, that we have not just a right, but a responsibility to know what's going on. And simply showing up and being present for a meeting, it doesn't constitute interference. So my position. Thank you.
Thanks. Jim Dingman, is your hand up again or still?
Yes, it is. And I should add that the LSBs are committees of the PNB. And we're in a situation where we have a crisis, which we all acknowledge. So it's really important for people to try to break down their parochialism at this point in time. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll call for the vote.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the stack on this motion. So let me just remind people what the motion is. I'll just read the therefore clause. Therefore, be it resolved that all PN directors shall be allowed to attend all LSB meetings, including executive sessions. So are there any objections to this motion?
I don't want to go on record as supporting this.
This is Teresa. I object.
Okay. Marion, could you call the roll on this then, please?
We'll do so. Okay. And a yes is for PNB members to be able to attend LSB meetings. Okay. Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
Votes no. Excuse me while my argues about it. Let's see, Jim Dingaman.
Yes.
Okay, votes yes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa?
She may have had to drop off the call.
Okay. Sue Goodwin.
Yes.
I thought I heard yes.
That is correct.
Okay. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Evelia Jones.
Yes.
Votes yes. Ali Laxa.
I believe the last person said pass, not yes.
I did say pass. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
It's pass.
Got it. Thank you, Ali. So, Ali Laxa.
I abstain.
Abstains. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Votes no. James McFadden.
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano. Darlene?
It's going to pass for the moment.
What passes. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Van Gunten.
Yes.
Votes yes. Egberto Willis.
Abstain.
Abstains. Susan Young.
Sorry, abstain.
Abstains. Akio Tanaka.
I vote no.
Votes no. Let me see. Let's go back to those who passed. Evelia Jones, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
No.
Votes no. Darlene Pagano, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
I'll vote no.
Votes no.
Madam Chair, I'd like to change.
Siobhan Salam.
Sorry.
Ah, you are present. I'm sorry. I did not catch your presence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sharon, how do you choose to vote?
Yes.
Vote yes. Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd like to change my vote to no.
Go ahead. That was Susan Young from abstention to no.
Abstained. That abstention moves to a no. I believe we have covered everybody. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. Chair Julie, how do you choose to vote?
No, I'll abstain.
Okay. Let's see up there, abstain. There being 10 yes votes and 6 no votes, the motion passes.
All right, thank you. That brings us on to the second motion, which
I'm ready to queue it up, Chair.
I was going to say I'm afraid I can't read it because I don't know that I have it.
Okay, I got it.
It was not on the agenda as mailed out. Is that not correct?
No, it's, I believe it's there. It's just in a peculiar order.
It's right after the first one, Madam Secretary. If you want me to read it, Chair, I will.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, the very next thing I have after 8A is 9, new business motions.
No, if you refer to the Governance Committee report, Madam Secretary, you will see 2 motions.
We're coming up on 10 minutes.
Can I read the motion, Chair?
It's obvious that we're going to need
an extension
before we.
I move to extend 5 minutes.
I second, Chair. Thank you, Susan.
Any objections to the motion to extend for 5? Hearing none, we're extended for 5 minutes. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. The second motion is, whereas members of the public are the lifeblood of the network of Pacifica stations, and in the interest of democratic meetings, be it resolved that members of the public are allowed to attend and participate in public comment at all PNB committee meetings. Pass 8-3, one abstention, Chair. And I won't motivate it because for the sake of time and also because it's pretty self-explanatory. Thank you, Chair.
You said pretty self. Okay, so discussion on this motion. I see Jim Sagerton's hand. Go ahead, Jim. Oh, I'm sorry. No, go ahead, Jim Sagerton.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I'm opposed to this. And we hear the comments about democracy and the lifeblood, et cetera. This organization is so open to participation on every level in every way. We have public comment in our LSB meetings. We have all these committees that are open for public participation. We have task forces. We vote on electing our governance. If there's anything this organization is lacking in, it's not access for the public. Committees are supposed to be places where work gets done. And I'm afraid that the history of participation by the public in some cases, is a history of people with one opinion or another swarming a committee and dominating it and controlling a conversation as opposed to getting the work done. People making speeches, people grandstanding. You know, there's a lot of good that happens with regard to public participation, but by no means in this organization is there any lack of public participation. You know, some of our professionals say we are way over governed and we should be reducing some of that. I'm not ready to go there yet, but I think that the work of the committees, and I'm speaking here as chair of the finance committee, the work of the committees needs to, it's already difficult enough. We're meeting twice as often as we should meet on the finance committee. We're meeting rather than once a month, we meet twice a month, and we have special meetings when needed. Sometimes we have to cancel a meeting because there's, if certain information isn't available. But the last thing we need to do is burden the committee with additional public comment when the public has so many different avenues to comment on what we do. And indeed, they do. That's all.
Chair, may I be recognized?
You're next on the stack.
Thank you, Chair. Those are pretty extreme examples of the prisons coming out of the asylum and all of a sudden taking over prison. I'm somewhat surprised that such an extreme example will be other in regards to this motion. The bottom line is this. The bottom line is that the history has been the Elections Committee last year had a special rule, and this will be a special rule, and I'd like to ask Mr. Tatum, the committees are allowed, and the PNB is allowed to institute a special rule. There was candid discussion. Members were not allowed to vote on motions. They were allowed to give public comment. There was very little grandstanding, and it was a controlled affair. The extreme examples of prisoners taking over the asylum is just not well taken by me. The bottom line is that listeners are screaming out for transparency. Yes, there are some venues that they can go to, but the bottom line is that they still don't know what the heck is going on in Pacifica. And the committees are one place where they could attend, listen, and they and then public comment could be allotted according to the rules of the CPB and FCC rules of a 30-second allotment that could be interspersed with resolutions and stuff like that. The only committee members are allowed to vote. So I don't take the comment that that people will be grandstanding, taking over. Oh boy, I mean, that's such a negative example that I just had to speak
5 minutes.
Thank you, Susan. That's it, Chair. I think you have Beth Van Gusen with a hand up.
Yes, I'm aware. Susan, are you saying our 5 minutes is up? So in order to keep discussing, we would
need... I'd like to make a motion to allow 90 seconds.
I'm sorry, to allow 90 seconds?
Yeah, for Beth to say, please.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any objections to the motion for 90 seconds? Hearing none. Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. The more people present in any one meeting, the less time each person gets to speak. We've had our local KPFK meetings have been opened up in the last year or so more than they were when I first got here, and are now crowded to the point where we are having a hard time actually getting business done. I've had similar things happen at the national level, at task forces. And I would point out that the purpose of committees is to take care of business, is to get work done. And when more time is allotted to public participation, often from people who are not well-informed, can't possibly be well-informed because they're not involved in day-to-day business well enough to know what's at hand, what's at the base of various decisions. It displaces the need of the committee to actually get work done. There are many, many other venues through which listeners reach me and make themselves clear, make themselves well known. Many of our committees meet only once a month. And to displace that limited work time with unlimited input from the general public.
Time's up.
Is effective. Thank you.
Chair, may I ask for a parliamentary inquiry on the points that I made to you, Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. Either you or Mr. Tatum.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Go ahead, Madam Chair. You be first.
No. I'm deferring to you here.
Okay. What is the question, Mr. Reyes? What's the question?
Question is: is this somehow not well taken? And the points in regards to listeners having allotted 30 minutes at committee meetings as it is codified in our rules, and can a special rule be created by this board and a committee as well? Thank you.
I understood Lawrence's question to be, can the PMB create a special rule that committees must then live by, or do the committees themselves have to create the special rules? Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, my take on it is that the PMB, and we had situations like this early in this meeting, the PMB can manage their committees, and the LSBs can manage their committees. Now, we all know that the bylaws say that the LSBs is required that the LSBs have 30 minutes for the public. It doesn't say if it has to be a straight 30 minutes, and it doesn't say if how long each person from the public can speak. So what has been done, and I've seen customs where they give the public 90 seconds to speak each, like they do the regular directors. And I've seen cases where they have a custom to letting the public speak just before any vote. So to answer the question, yes, the PMB can make a special rule to require all of its committee to abide by certain rules that it set up, such as allowing time for the public to speak, as in 30 minutes.
Chair, I have a point of inquiry for the for Mr. Tatum.
Go ahead, Jim.
I understand you to say, John, that the PNB has the power to do, to make this requirement. I don't, I'm not questioning that. I'm questioning what, and I'm asking you is it not a separate question as to whether it's a good idea to do that?
That one, it's,
I'm not asking you for your opinion. I'm just saying it's two different questions. Yes, the PNB may be able, may have the power, the ability to do that, but the question of whether it's a good idea or not is a separate matter.
Yeah, it is.
Point of order.
Yeah, so before your point of order, I just want to say, yes, the PNB can make a special rule of order that the LSBs and their committees have to abide by. Now, whether it is a good idea or not, that would be something that would not be a parliamentary question, because it has to do with the mission of the of Pacifica, and it also has to do with the California corporate law as to how much the public can participate.
Point of order?
Yeah, I heard
Lawrence's point of order first. Lawrence. Sorry.
So my point of order is that something that, whether it's liked or not, and it's outside the parliamentary rules, it's really begging the question of whether you're going to do something because you like it. In this case, James doesn't like it. But it doesn't really apply to the special rule because it's something, well, you think it's a good idea.
Thanks, Lawrence. That's not a point of order. Yeah, exactly. That was not a point of order because you weren't challenging where we were. You were just sort of reiterating what Mr. Tatum just said, which, I mean, I allowed Jim Sagerton to ask Mr. Tatum questions. Susan Young, do you still have a point of order?
Yeah, no, my point of order is none of that's germane to the vote. We can just go ahead and vote.
Yeah, agreed. I don't see anybody else on the stack. Are there any objections to the motion? Let me start there.
Yes.
Marion, can you take a vote, please?
Excuse me, I'm taking a phone call, so I missed the last, the Lawrence's motion is now up for a vote. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's not amended or anything. It's just
point of information.
Teresa, yes.
Can we possibly have the motion read again or the gist of it so I make sure that I understand what I'm voting on?
I will read it.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Jim Dingman.
Is this requiring every committee to have a public comment?
Hang on. Here's what the motion says. Whereas members of the public are the lifeblood of the network of Pacifica Station, and in the interest of democratic meetings, be it resolved that members of the public are allowed to attend and participate in public comment at all PNB committee meetings. That passed 8-3, 1 not voting. So that's the motion. So I think to answer Jim Dingman's question, it would cover all committees.
Okay, ready for the vote?
Yes, go for the vote.
Okay, Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
Votes no. Jim Dingman.
No.
Votes no. Vanessa is not there. Okay, Sue Goodwin. Sue Goodwin. I'll come back to her. Heather Gray.
No.
Votes no. Donna Grimes. I'm not hearing clearly.
No.
Votes no. Evelia Jones.
No.
Votes no. Ali Lexa.
No.
Votes no. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Votes no. James McFadden.
Pass.
Passes. Darlene Pagano.
No.
Votes no. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
No.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
No.
Votes no. Sharon Salam.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth Van Gunten.
No.
Votes no. Egberto Willis. Egberto? I hear nothing. Susan Young.
No.
Votes no. Akio Tanaka.
No.
Votes no. Let me go back to those who I've missed. Is Vanessa Dixon still on the call? I hear nothing. Is Sue Goodwin still on the call? Can anyone tell me?
Yeah, she's muted.
What do we do about that?
Well, if she doesn't answer, she doesn't answer. Keep going.
Okay. Who else are we missing? James McFadden, you passed. How do you choose to vote?
Abstain.
Abstain is what I heard. Okay, Mark, Beth, I think we have all accounted for. We have 1, 2 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 no votes. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
Okay. So 2 yes votes and 13 no votes. The motion fails.
All right. So that, finishes the, governance committee report.